This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite, streaming live online, everywhere and anywhere. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as well as to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out to those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs, whether they're up there in Alaska or whether or not they're out there in the Gulf of Mexico or the northern tundra of the country. Plus, there are Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. We thank them for what they're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And those two words, under God, reflect the Judeo-Christian values that this country was founded with. Well, Kyle, tonight, this could be one of the most important shows that we've ever put out on the radio, because for the last couple of months, I've been telling the country, the world, and everybody else that's in there that we have got an overreaction that's been put forward to us, not only by the mainstream media, but the government, which has fallen into this trap, the federal government right off the bat, number one, and the state governments, number two. And in particular, the folks in the blue states, the Democratic governors, are absolutely positively overreacting. There is no doubt about it.
Well, that's right, Captain, and especially with what we're finding out about the actual numbers that we're seeing in real time, and when we compare those numbers to the initial projections and also what we've seen happen in those countries that seem to have preceded us with the large amount of infections.
Well, yesterday, Dr. Deborah Birx, who is on the staff, she's the immunologist advising Vice President Mike Pence on the committee that they have, she said that the worst case projections for the spread of coronavirus aren't supported by the emerging evidence from the outbreaks in China and elsewhere. Her quote was, "The prediction of the models don't match the reality on the ground in either China, South Korea, or Italy." Well, there's some cases in America, too, that we're now finding out about. She's previously criticized a study by researchers at Imperial College in London that predicted as many as 2 million U.S. deaths from the disease. That's what got this country scared to death. That's why they reacted the way they did. And I'm telling you, it's an overreaction. And having been in the emergency management management business for over 35 years, both as a first responder, firefighter, fire rescue captain, later as an instructor, and then participating in emergency management as one of the planners of the drills and all the stuff that we did, which included biological responses. I'm telling you, you prepared for the worst and hoped for the best, and that's exactly what they've been doing here, only they took it one level higher and went totally overboard.
Well, exactly, and I think it's important to point out that there's no doubt that the government and Dr. Birx especially, they're all taking this incredibly seriously, as serious as you possibly could, but they're also wanting to be practical and also scientific about this, because one of her big questions, what sort of led them to begin questioning a lot of these things, is why the major adjustment in places like the UK and also in the United States to adjust down these massive projections of death very, very significantly. For example, 2.2 million deaths, adjusting down to maybe 20,000, something like that. And so they want to understand how these models work, pardon me, and they also want to understand, how are we going to get actual practice.
Here's the deal. Models are models, but we're now adapting to reality, so said Dr. Birx. There's enough data now of real experience with the coronavirus on the ground to really make these predictions much more sound, because now you put the rubber to the road, and that's why the president's going, well, we need to get back to work, and we need to this, and we need to that. That's all true. And projections that large fractions of the population would be infected in a relatively short time, she said, do not appear to be supported by the actual experience with the outbreaks. Now, are there pockets where that's happening? Yeah. What's the new hot spot in America, Kyle?
It's in the New Orleans area.
Uh-huh. And why is that?
I think they have a large contingent of people coming in, I think, right for Mardi Gras and stuff like that.
The festival and all that stuff, and they're coming in from all around the world. And here we go again. Our governor in Florida yesterday issued an order for people from New York to stay away. And while it may be unconstitutional, it sends a clear message that, hey, until you get your mess cleared up there, we don't want to see you down here. But here's what Dr. Birx said, and I'll close it with this because we're going to go to break. When people start talking about 20% of a population getting infected, it's very scary. So they scared the bejesus out of us to begin with. But we don't have the data that matches that based on the experience. And that's what I've been telling people for over 2 months. There's no reality on the ground that we can see that 60 to 70% of Americans are going to get infected in the next 6 to 8 weeks or even the next 3 to 4 months. Think about that as we go to break, folks. I'm telling you, this thing has been way over exaggerated. Dr. Birx yesterday proved my point. When are you going to pay attention and wake up, America? We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren too. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Frank Salvato, host of the Underground Podcast, and you're getting tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America with Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and he'll be around hour number four this morning, so you want to hear that. And Frank and I are both first responders with, between the two of us, about 55, 60 years of experience, and we've been through this. This is not our first rodeo, and I'm getting reaction from all around the world right now. I've got a lot of different messages coming in from people that heard that first segment, and that's what we call a keeper in the business. You might want to... when you hear the podcast, you might want to play that back for your friends and share it. Because, again, Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday, and good morning, LJ, Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday vindicated and said exactly what I've been saying for the past 2 months, because based on the actual facts and numbers that we have coming out right now across the country, the worst case scenario that the Democrats and people like Governor Cuomo in New York keep throwing out there, oh, we're going to have 140,000 beds, oh, 14,000 people are going to die in New York and all that. No, they're not. The numbers don't jibe what they're talking about. Now, the other thing is, think about the flu that we've had and how many people that's killed before. But just the flu, the regular flu, okay? That should be based on the numbers they keep talking about, the pandemic that they keep referring to, not the other. But anyway, I need to tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a great way if you're struggling with pain to get out of pain. It works for me 3 years and 11 months worth. If you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, and you can't seem to get rid of it no matter what you take, it's not working. How about giving the Relief Factor 3 week quick start, start right away? Now, it's only $19.95. And you can trot over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll see the little link there for the 1995 three-way quick start. There's a little video comes along with it. Take a look. It'll tell you about the all-natural ingredients that are in there. There's no narcotics in it. It's actually kind of like vitamin reinforced so that it's got good stuff in there for you. Gets rid of the inflammation. By the way, I took some before the show started tonight. I was having a little bit of discomfort. Comfort with what I was having, the problems I've had for the last couple of months, and it just stopped right away. So there you go, and that included the swelling in my left foot and ankle, which is part of the problem. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-500-8384, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you so you get that $19.95 price. Alrighty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Boy, we stirred the pot on that first segment.
Well, yeah, certainly we did. And you know, what occurs to me, Captain, is that, you know, this is a very serious problem.
It is.
No doubt about it. But what Dr. Birx is talking about should be viewed as good news in the middle of this very terrible situation.
Exactly.
It should be good news. In fact, you know, she talked about the idea, you know, they have this idea of the asymptomatic carriers.
Yep.
And she's saying, you know, in order to get what she said to 60 million people infected, for example,
yep,
have to have a large group of asymptomatics,
yep,
and they're not seeing this in,
nope,
the data. So that's actually good news.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about some of the other things that are going on here. And by the way, before I get started, can you stick around a little later tonight?
Of course, my pleasure.
Okay, because we got so much stuff on the list here to talk about that we're never going to get to it here in the regular segments that we do. But the jobless claims yesterday spiked up to 3.283 million. We know that the jobless rate is going to go up for a while. A lot of people were telling me, as a matter of fact, I got people telling me, I couldn't get COVID. They wouldn't let accept my claim because I'm part-time, and they said I wasn't eligible, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Hey, the stimulus bill hasn't been signed yet. What are you doing signing up for unemployment if you're not eligible? Wait till the bill gets signed, and then guess what? You're in the system.
Exactly right. And to be honest, maybe just be calling your representative and telling him to vote for this thing and so that it can get signed, basically. I don't know. I think that one of the things, you know, we saw a good day on Wall Street yesterday, generally speaking, up 1,300 points, I believe. But in the overnights, we're not so sure on the futures yet. But that's because there's this uncertainty that there's going to be some more mumbo-jumbo going along in the House from whomever in the House trying to make a name for themselves, for example. But what they need to do is get the thing passed so that people, like you're talking about, Captain, can get in the system and get the help they need.
Right, exactly. And once the bill is signed, the people that are, and by the way, this goes for self-employed people, too. You know, contractors that have lost their jobs because sites have shut down and all that stuff, they're also eligible this time around, which is unusual. That's not happening, but it is happening now. But they can't sign up until the bill gets signed.
Exactly right. And so time is of the essence. We're hoping to see it passed later today on Friday, and one would think the president would sign it very, very quickly after that.
Exactly. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And the professor of politics, of course, that's a very important title that you have there because you keep the people informed as to all the different things that are going on, right?
Try my best. That's right.
Now, here's the other thing that we need to talk about here. The first checks, okay, there seems to be some question about the checks. Now, I told you I've never seen the government move at lightning speed, but the people that are in the system that are already there, that are in there collecting government checks, that have paid income tax that are in the system, they're going to get the stimulus first. Now, this is going to be based on the 2018 tax return, and I wish they quit saying 2019 because the filing for the 2019 isn't over yet, so technically nobody's looking at it.
Well, right, yeah.
Jeez.
Some people may have filed early.
That, again, is misinformation from the people who keep saying that. It's 2018 returns, what they're going by.
Exactly, because that's what they're going to have the complete records on,
yep.
One would think. And but right, now the idea of getting the money out to people is they're trying to do it as fast as possible. Mnuchin has talked about really about being at 3 weeks or so. But, Captain, the IRS, we're learning more about the IRS. They're dealing with an antiquated system in terms of their computer systems and so forth. In fact, I posted this earlier on my own Facebook page. The IRS is looking for people who know how to program in the COBOL computer language.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which dates way, way, way into the way back of computer science. So in other words, because they haven't really modernized completely, it will simply take some time. But I know that the IRS has a task force on this, and they're prioritizing this.
All right, and folks, we're talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. He happens to hang out there in La La Land, California, with some of the doozies. But you don't live in doozy land, do you?
No, far from it.
Yeah. All right, well, hold on. We got a caller. Let's see what this is all about. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Are you talking to me, Matt?
I'm talking to you, Wade Whiskey.
Hey, how are you, brother?
I'm very busy. We got a lot of stuff going on tonight. I just broke the news that I've been talking about for 2 months, that this has been way over-exaggerated. Dr. Deborah Birx totally vindicated what I've been saying for the past 2 months. You prepare for the worst. You operate, you know, you prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And we've seen a way big-time overreaction by government across the country.
I had a very interesting meeting with, I can't say who, but a friend of mine who's very connected with the data in these viruses and stuff. He's got records of this particular virus going
so
back
doesn't,
to...
So doesn't Dr. Deborah Birx, and that's the one I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, they've got data from going back 30 years.
Sure.
And this strain apparently peaked sometime in December, January already. Mm-hmm. So yep. We're on the downward curve of this. And everything is basically a month behind what you're hearing statistically and all that stuff.
That's correct. And what you're saying is absolutely right. And, again, the table talk exercises that we've been doing on things like this, we've been doing biological attacks ever since I started out in the fire service.
Yeah.
And by the way, China is up to their eyeballs in this in one way or another, because what was going on in China, Mr. Wade, before all of this started? They were starting to drop financially and losing big amounts of money, and their revenue was dropping out and all that sort of stuff, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so this is how they've made their billions. But anyway, I got to go to break, but thanks for the call, Wade. I really appreciate you calling in.
Good job, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, and folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is in there, and we'll be right back, and Kathy Curtis is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
So it's going to be leaving on Saturday rather than 3 weeks from now. They did the maintenance quickly.
President Trump at the White House coronavirus daily briefing says New York City, which has a majority of cases right now, will get additional help as the Navy ship USNS Comfort will be arriving Monday. The president will send it off Saturday from Virginia. Meanwhile, President Trump with his highest ever job performance numbers in a new Fox News poll, 48% of Americans approve of the job he's doing. Not good, but to be expected. The number of people filing for unemployment soaring to 3.8 million last week. The Fed chair says the economy may be in a recession right now. The House stimulus bill expected to pass Friday. Wall Street higher on the news. The Dow gaining 1,351 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and that's Kyle Warren. He's hanging on the phone, the professor of politics. We'll get right to him in a minute, but I got to tell everybody this portion of the program brought to you by your Geico insurance agent in your neighborhood or backyard. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, I am a customer of Geico. I also have my vehicle insurance and my homeowner's insurance with them, and as a result, I get what's called a bundle rate, and as a safe driver, knock on wood, there it is. I also get a safe driver's discount, which means when you hear about these insurance companies jacking up their rates, my rate stays pretty much the same. Doesn't go up hardly at all because of the bundle package and because of my safe driving. Now, if you want to find out more, here's all you got to do. You go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com.
When you get there, type in your zip code. You will find out where your local agent is. So if you want to talk to your local agent, you can definitely do that. Or you can conduct your business and get a rate quote, the whole nine yards, right there on the website, geico.com. Now remember, your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo are all things that you can get insured through Geico. And they'll cover your homeowners and renters insurance, too. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go on over there, tell them the captain sent you, and see if you can save some money, too. If you're a safe driver, no problemo. You got a big, big way to save money there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm still getting a lot of response here as to what's going on. The stimulus bill that got passed has made its way through the Senate, and it's now over in the House, correct?
That's correct.
And Nancy Pelosi says that they're going to vote on it today, correct?
That's what we understand, yes.
Now, this is called the CARES Act. Here's the part of it that's called the CARES Act. A $1,200 direct payment to middle-class Americans plus $500 for each child, a total of $3,400 for a family of four. $100 billion in direct support to our hospital systems, first responders, and health care workers for the supplies and equipment that they need. $370 plus billion to small business loaners to keep employees on the payroll through small business loans, some of them which will be forgiven. Also, delays in the federal student loan payments for the next 6 months. Now, there is a misnomer out there that these jackasses that don't pay attention are still promoting. They're going to get $10,000 knocked off your student loan. No, they're not. They're going to get a delay in having to pay their student loan for the next 6 months.
Right, exactly. And once again, Captain, you're functioning as a rumor control.
I've got the damn thing in front of me. I got it in front of me in black and white. And anybody else that's out there can go get it too. Just go to go Google it and boom, there it is. Print it, you got it.
Exactly right. And so again, what they're trying to do is make sure that people can stay on their feet during this entire time. And, you know, one of the things that Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, Captain, that she had to do some jujitsu on the bill or something like that in order to turn it from a company-focused bill to a worker-focused bill. But I got to tell you, that thing was worker-focused from the get-go.
Of course.
Trying to make workers...
And here's the deal. Here's the deal. There's one congressman in Kentucky, and for my listeners listening to me on my affiliates in Kentucky right now, this goes to you. Congressman Massey in Kentucky is threatening to filibuster this bill in the House and tie it all up for God knows how long. Ladies and gentlemen in Kentucky, you need to call your congressman, Mr. Massey, at 202-225-3465, 202-225-3465, and tell him don't you dare screw this up. If you do, you'll be out on the street looking for a job.
Well, that's right, Captain. One of the things that Representative Massey, Republican from the 4th District in Kentucky, what he's also threatening to do, basically, is call for a roll call vote on this $2 trillion stimulus. Really, it's an emergency relief package. And so that could cause all...
Knowing full well they're doing everything on the telephone.
Well, that and they're doing voice vote and this kind of stuff. But the problem is that would create a major issue to bring the representatives in, 30 members at a time, sort them alphabetically, have them put on hand sanitizer, all these kinds of things. And so even Kevin McCarthy is trying to warn against this, saying, look, you know, don't go down this road. Now, Representative Massey has some kind of beef with the idea of the money being spent and how much it's going to add in, it looks like, to the debt and this kind of thing. But maybe it's a good thing to maybe have them understand that this is an emergency measure.
That's right.
To keep people having to have their jobs, and this is an emergency measure that if we don't take, if we've shut the economy down, for goodness sake, something has to be done. So even the House, the GOP leaders are not happy with this idea right
now. A lot of people in the chat room, Maria in particular, just chimed out and said that she believes China's her main suspect in the case for creating all the havoc we're seeing right now. Well, that's a no-brainer, and yes, it's true, because China right now is benefiting to the tune, Kyle, of billions of dollars of revenue, sale after sale after sale, for medicinal supplies that only they had to begin with, the masks and some of the turnout gear and all that sort of stuff. They had the monopoly on that, number one. Oh, by the way, the plastic gloves, you know, that they wear and all that, the sterile gloves, that was China. And then the other thing was when it came to the pharmaceuticals, China again, right?
That's right. That's right. And, well, what China's doing right now, Captain, I think, is they're trying to rewrite the narrative that places China as being the hero of the coronavirus pandemic somehow.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, we know that this appears to have originated in Wuhan, China. We know that there was a massive amount of quarantining, and the numbers, quite frankly, mm-hmm. we don't know for sure coming out of China because mm-hmm. we can't trust it.
All right, well, let's go to the telephone lines real quick here. All right, this sounds like Ian in Clearwater. I got about a minute because I'm running out of time. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to make some people mad, but anyway, the first part of this is the Communist Party of China, actually the Communist Party anywhere, is dangerous to children and other living things. But as for all these bailouts and everything, yeah, they're going to go ahead and do a bunch of bailouts. There's going to be bailouts and that infinite. And what we're talking about here is money printing, and this is going to be paid for on the back end with hyperinflation. Remember, the money's not backed by gold and silver anymore. And as far as I'm concerned, this market is kaput. The everything bubble burst, and they can sink all the money they want down a hole because that's where it's going, because we never restructured from 2008. This is not going to fix it. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think it's going to work. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, number one, a lot of the money that's being given, and yeah, sure, they print money. The Treasury can print money anytime they want. Is going to be repaid at a low interest level, especially to the major corporations. To the smaller ma and pa corporations, and I have been through this before numerous times in federal disaster areas and places where I've lived, having operated a small business. My dad also was with his farm also twice, and the last time he got the benefit of some small business loans, which part of it was forgiven. He was a farmer. And a windstorm came through, actually it was a hurricane that came through in upstate New York and knocked all of the fruit off his trees onto the ground, which meant that the apples and peaches and pears and cherries he was going to have that were going to be worth whatever he retailed them for at his store and then wholesaled them for were now going for processor price, which was like $1 a bushel versus $4 and $5 a bushel. Follow me, Kyle?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So there was a forgiveness loan that was there where they got half of it up front that the farmers had to pay, and then the second half was totally forgiven. It was a grant. It wound up being a grant. And they're doing exactly that same thing right now with a lot of the small businesses and especially the agricultural people that have been affected by this, and there's plenty of them.
Well, that's right. And one of the other things that will come out of this too, Captain, is as you were talking about the things being done in China, I think there's going to be a massive movement to make sure that pharmaceuticals, which are now completely, I don't think any argument there would be for saying it's a part of our national security, because mm-hmm. China has actually threatened about withholding these kinds of things. And so I think you'll see a massive movement to bring it back to the United States and the manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And so lots of stuff is going to come back home, mm-hmm. and it's going to make the economy even bigger.
Yeah, by the way, I want to chime in and say hello to Al Eileen up in Atlanta, and our friend Sally in Plano, Texas is saying, Captain, it was $1.36 yesterday. It's now $1.30 in Plano, Texas. All right, but it's 99 cents. By the way, 85 cents in one part of Indiana right now. Holy smokes. All right, we'll be right back with more. The Hot Truckers Highway Bible Report coming right up. Kyle Warren's going to stick with us. And
Don't go anywhere. Lots more going on. It's a busy night in the radio.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We'll be right back.
and a lot of people are working class out there tonight, and thank goodness for the working class working on the third shift, because this is when things get done all across America. If you don't believe me, go check out one of these factories that's in there making the N95 masks right now. By the way, Mike Lindell yesterday announced that he's going to change gears and put a whole line in to make the masks and some of the garb, as well as a couple of other places that I know of, one in Savannah, Georgia, that makes a lot of military equipment. They're turning around and they're getting in, or military equipment, military apparel. They're getting involved in the hospital workers' garb as well as the N95 masks, because they're putting as many of them out there as quickly as they can get. And unlike Governor Cuomo in New York saying, we only got 400 of these things, we didn't get that 4,000. He didn't even know that they got 2,000 one day and 2,000 the next. What a dope. All right. Enough of that. This edition of the Truckers Highway Byway Report, always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, here we go with the weather. California, where Kyle Warren is, and Kyle's right there. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I see snow on the mountaintops, not very far away from you. Are you seeing white snow on the rooftops there?
Oh, yeah, very much so, yeah.
Okay, because I see it in the San Bernardino region as well as down south of you, down towards San Diego and down towards the Mexican border, some scattered snow flurries and whatnot. There is some weather. There's another system of some sort coming in off the Pacific. What's that all about?
Well, that's right. I think we expect to get a little bit from that, although it was a nice day today. The temperatures are about in the 60s or so, but it was, you know, pretty sunny. But I think we might have something coming in here eventually.
Yeah. It was almost 90 here today, and it's going to be that way for the next 3 or 4 days. And by the way, hello, folks. Our little buddy, the little short doctor, and I'll get into that in our next segment after the top of the hour, came out yesterday and said, well, you know, now that the weather's changing and it's getting warmer in the south, that's making things a lot more... a lot better for the virus, because the virus won't survive and that sort of thing. Well, when did we tell him about that, Kyle? 2 months ago?
That's right, when it started.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and again, that's why I'm saying sensationalism. The things that they should have been saying up front, they weren't saying, and here we are now. Oh, gosh, I guess he was right after all. But anyway, several days of very dry dry air combined with gusty winds will continue critical fire weather conditions over portions of the southern and central high plains into the weekend. Now, that means southeastern Colorado and the eastern part of New Mexico, as well as the panhandle of Texas, you're going to have some fire threat advisories there. Now, these conditions could lead to the growth and spread of wildfires given ignition. There are severe thunderstorms tonight, folks. If you're on I-70, and you're out east in Kansas, and you're going across Missouri, and you're going over into Illinois, you have got some severe thunderstorms in that path right there. It pretty much is following I-70 right now, going from west to east. But you've got flash flooding, you've got severe thunderstorm warnings. I don't see any tornado warnings, although there mentions in the forecast there's a possibility of an isolated tornado from eastern Kansas all the way through the Midwest Friday into the Mississippi River Valley Saturday, which means it's going to be going all the way across Illinois into Indiana. But it's pretty much following I-70 right now, so that's what we got there. We still have snow, folks, in Wyoming. Right now, Elk Mountain, east, Laramie, Cheyenne, over to the Nebraska line, we've got snow. We've got snow straight up north out of Cheyenne, up I-25 for about 50, 60 miles. So that means if William's up here hauling the oil tonight, he's probably running a little bit of snow in that area. And there is a winter storm warning on top of Elk Mountain as well as on top of the rock between Laramie and Cheyenne. So if you're going that away, be advised it could get a little interesting. I-25. Way up in the northern part of Colorado, that last 25, 30 miles, you got snow up in there, too. And that's about it. I don't see anything else to bother you except for some winds across New Mexico and El Paso. You got some wind advisories there over into about 50 miles east of El Paso. And that's about it. There's nothing else there. So, Kyle, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, what is this? Okay, my buddy up in Burnsville, Minnesota, George is chiming in. He says, I hear they are using Ford F-150 cabin heater blower motors and parts for respirators. And he's laughing about that when he's saying that. But the thing of it is, okay, a lot of people reacted to that first hour. And again, all we did was we took the information that's available. And again, I've been talking to my fellow first responders around the country about the fact that there's been such an overreaction. Because we all train for the worst, we prepare for the worst, and hope for the best. That's standard operating procedure. You get that, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, that makes total sense.
But in the procedure that we do, we go by the actual facts, and that's how we adapt, improvise, and overcome. And if the facts, the models, you know, are one thing, but if you're adapting to reality and what's actually taking place on the ground, what we're being told is not actually what's happening pursuant to the facts and the numbers that are out there.
Well, exactly right. And I will say this. You know, nobody wants to politicize this whole event.
Nope.
But what we are seeing...
Unless you're Cuomo, and he's running for president again. I think that's what he's up to.
Well, yeah. Well, what we're seeing exactly is we're seeing some people, I think, trying to draw this out and have these sort of long talks and talk about these total worst case scenarios. And you're right, you've got to plan for those, and that's what you want to be ready for. But to go to the extremes that we've seen some of these government officials mm-hmm. say and the things that they've said, I think,
yeah.
is really not good.
All right, mm-hmm. I got to stop here because I got a headline just came out of Fox. In lieu of this Congressman Massey who threatened to filibuster and upset the apple cart with this vote,
right.
there is a mad scramble to get back to Washington, D.C. by furious, and that's the headline here, furious lawmakers race back to Capitol as rogue lawmaker may scuffle stimulus vote.
Well, that's right. So I think they may, because they may have to go into a roll call, I think.
Yeah, outplay this guy with his own game.
Right, exactly right, because we can't afford to have this scuttled or have this...
How many do they need for a quorum? Now, there's, what, 435 of them?
Right.
I wonder how many they need for a quorum.
That's a good thing. I think it's 216 members would have to be there.
All right, well, they're scrambling to get the people there on the ground, and when they start to vote today, it probably will be later today before they can all get there. That's my guess. But this is all because, and by the way, again, I'm going to tell you folks in Kentucky... Congressman Massey in Kentucky, he's the one that wants to upset the apple cart. You need to get on the telephone line, start calling him. He's your congressman, 202-225-3465, 202-225-3465. You people in Kentucky listening to me and my affiliates up there, get on the telephone line, call that guy and say, hey, unless you want to be out on the street looking for a job after the November election, you better not do this.
Well, that's right. And honestly, whoever his opponent might be or, you know, something, send anything like that, they're going to raise all kinds of money and support on this kind of action.
All right. And Steve is agreeing with what we're talking about here. He's talking about the numbers that are up there, the actual numbers, the facts versus the projections. He said the numbers that are out there are nowhere near the doomsday figures that included 2.2 million deaths in the United States being put forth in some of the mainstream media. That's a bunch of crap. Don't buy the lie, and we'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Thanks to all the people that are chiming in. Thanks to all the new listeners that are chiming in. And we'll be back with more. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.